Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. We're holding roughly 10 lines from the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah back on daf Yud Gimel. Kama yoichal min hateva. It would probably be helpful to go back to that Mishnah momentarily. Please go back. We are returning to Yud Gimel for a moment, specifically to the last three or four lines in the Mishnah, on Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, after the Mishnah enumerated all of the various things for which Chas V'Shalom a person would get Malkus. One of them was a person eating Tevel. So if you go six lines from the bottom of the Amud, four lines before the end of the Mishnah, it says, Kam Yoichum Adatel V'Yechayiv. How much, if a person eats Tevel, and of course there was Hasrom, the Malkus, how much does he need to eat to go and get petch, to get malchus? Is a machlokes. Reb Shimon oimer kolshu, even a kolshu. V'chomam oimer no, it's got to be a kazayis. So I'm going to Reb Shimon yatam oimer li boichel nemala kolshu shuchayv. What happens if you eat an entire ant? Don't you agree that you're going to be chayiv, even though the average ant is much smaller than a kazayis? Oimer loy. Don't bring me a raya from an ant. You're talking about eating an entire ant. An ant hasholim, a full barrier. That's a different category altogether. Then you don't need the kezias. You have the chashivas of eating a dover hasholim, an entire ant. Omelhen, so said Reb Shimon, no afchita achas kibriyasa. What happens if you eat an entire chita? In other words, not that you took the chita and you ground it into flour, but you ate a chita. A chita means like a wheat seed, or the top of the wheat kernel. Even if that is less than a kazayis, that's also kibriyasa. Azei zog trib shimon. Now the question is, that's exactly what we are trying to explain. So getting back to the Mishnah, Reb Shimon starts off with a kol shehu, but he ends off a chita kibriyasa. And what is the nafkimina between the two? Nafkimina, of course, is not only in the shiur, but let's talk about, for instance, kemach, a person who were to eat the ground flour of chita. Does Reb Shimon hold a kol shehu is enough? You just take a small little lefala, a small little spoonful, and you put it in your mouth, even though it's only a kol shehu. Would he say, you're chayiv, because that's what Reb Shimon said, koshu? Or does Reb Shimon say, no, this din of a koshu is only referring to a chita achas kibriyasa, not if you eat kemach. If you eat kemach, I agree that you have to have a full-fledged kezayis. It doesn't have a chshivas. What does have a chshivas if you're eating a ganze chita? A chita seed, or a chita kernel, or whatever. Even though that is not a kezayis, but that's kibriyasa. So it has a chashivas like a nemal. And this very shayla that we are now pondering is in fact a machloikis in the Gemara. So getting back to Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the four lines before the wide lines, Kama Yoichel Min HaTevel, Omer Abibi, Omer Reb Shimon Ben Lakish, not Reb Shimon of our Mishnah, which is of course Reb Shimon Bar Yechoi, but here we're talking about Reish Lakish. Machloikis Bachita, the whole machloikis between the Tanakama, and that is the Chacham and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in the Mishnah is Machlokes Bachita. In other words, the Chita itself, Kibriyasa, the original kernel, the original seed. Aval Bekemach, the Viakol Kazayas, that's not Kibriyasa, that has no Chashivas. See, even Reb Shimon in our Mishnah would agree, you're only Oiv and you only get Malkis if you eat a full Kazayas. From here, me, I'm Reb Shimon Lokish, nein. So if we have a Machlokes between our Bibi, and Rabbi Yirmiya in what Reish Lakish said, and says Rabbi Yirmiya in Reish Lakish, ka machloikis bezu, ka machloikis bezu. Just like there's a machloikis legabe a chita kibriyasa, is a machloikis in the kemach as well, that Rabbi Shimon holds even by kemach, even a kol shehu is sufficient. Now that sounds quite extraordinary. Because if you go to the Mishnah, now the Gemara repeats the Mishnah, Tanan Omelhem Reb Shimon, Avadi, you would agree with me, if you eat a full-fledged Nemala, a whole ant, you're chayv, even though that's less than the Kazayas. So Amrulayim Neshi Kabriyasa, because that's a full Dover HaSholim, that's a barrier. Barrier is a well-known exception to the Kezayis rule. But that doesn't apply to Chitim. Amalhem Afchit Achas Kibriyasa. No, no, Achit is also Kibriyasa. If you have that initial kernel, the initial grain seed, Kibriyasa, which has not been, no Shinoi, no change. It's the way it was originally. It's also Kibriyasa. So therefore it's like an Amala. Is the Chmashu from our Mishnah, Chit in Kemachloi? That the discussion that we're having only refers to a Chita Kibriyasa and not Kemach. Because if Reb Shimon Taka holds even Kemach, what is he responding of Chitachas Kibriyasa? He should go and say, Kemach, the same thing applies. So the Choyre Shtarka Raya to Rabibi in the name Reish Lakish, where the Machlokes is only by Chita and not by Kemach, against Rabbi Yirmi, who says that even by Kemach there's a Machlokes. Says Rabbi Yirmi, Dosen Yish Geferlich, the Devreim Ka'amalahu. This is really a dialogue between Reb Shimon and the Chacham, and Reb Shimon is saying to them, "Lididia for the kemach nami." According to me, it makes absolutely no difference. Chita kemach, the shear is bekol shehu, and we're going to see in the Gemara momentarily that Reb Shimon holds it kol hu isurin shebat Torah is bekol shehu. When you're eating nevela, when you're eating chazir, when you're eating chaylev, any iser in the Torah, chometz b'Pesach, whatever it is, it's all bekol shehu, every iser. Where do you have the din of kezayis? In one case, we'll see shortly. So it says, Reb Shimon, lididi according to me, afele kemach nami, only a kol shehu. And lidchu according to you, the Rabbanon, where you feel that there has to be a kezayis, oida lemiyas chita achas kibriyasa, that if we're not talking about kemach, we're talking about the original kernel of wheat, just like you hold it by a nemola, it's kibriyasa, and therefore even less than a kezayis. Here too, you eat a ganza kernel of wheat, it's like a nemola, you're eating kibriyasa. Be moided to me in my case of the chita. Rabbanan say there's a fundamental difference between nemola and a chita. Priyas nishama chashuva. The reason why there's a din of beria by nemola is not because it's an entire thing, the way it was created by Kodesh Baruch Hu in its infancy, that's the way Hashem made it. No. The reason is because it's a living thing. This is not just an inanimate object, this is a living, of course we don't mean a neshama on the size of a person, but it means it has chiyus to it, there is life to an amala. Go and if you ever have an invasion of ants in your apartment, you'll see how much neshama they have running and coming and going, etc. A bachita, the neshama of achita loy chashuva, because there is no neshama in achita. Achita is inanimate. Yes, it's kibriyasa. Fine. The way it was created by Hashem, a kernel, it was created by Hashem, a seed, maskim, but it doesn't have that chashivas of a beria because it has no neshama. Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Yirmiya going to bring a raya to Rabbi Yirmiya. In other words, just like the discussion we just had, that in fact Rabbi Shimon holds koshu even by kemach, not only by chita. Rabbi Shimon oimer koshu lemalkis. Says Rashi koshu lemalkis that Rabbi Shimon holds bechol hu isurim, any isur in the Torah, the shear is a koshu. So any one of the things that we had back on Daf Yud Gimel, where a person ate tevel, a person ate truma, a person ate master hishush like nitma trumasai, shkodsim remasim nevelis, all those wonderful things that we had in the Mishnah, all you need is a koshu, not more than a koshu. We always talk about a kazayis, the yamr kazayis el inyan karban. What means inyan karban? In those cases where if the person were to eat it, be amazed that he gets kares. Lemoshul, person who eats chaylev or dam. Kikol oichel chaylev and ichrisa. It's in this week's parasha, and parasha shmini, dam and chaylev. If you eat it, be amazed, there's a din of kares. What happens if you eat it b'shoigeg? B'shoigeg, you have to go and bring a korban chatos. So Reb Shimon, for bringing korban chatos, there's a minimum shear. You have to have eaten a kezayis. If you were just toyim, if you just took a mashu of chaylev or dam, your oiven iser, but there is no chiyev karbon b'shoigeg. Reb Shimon does not address legabi mitzvahs asay. Presumably there too there would be discussion whether for mitzvahs asay you have to eat, for instance, matzah on Seder night. Do you have to eat a full kezayis or even a koshu? Our Gemara doesn't discuss that because the subject of our Mishnah, the subject of our Perek, is about lavin and getting malkis or b'shogi bring kabonis. It's not talking about mitzvahs asay. According to Reb Shimon, there wouldn't be a concept of chatzis shir because even a koshu who you already chayiv. You're 100% right. You're absolutely right. But that machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether chutzis shir is also in the Torah, midrabanan, that is only midrabanan. The rabbanan that hold that there is a shir kazayit. We do not pass it like Reb Shimon. You're only over and iser to get malchus. Of course, chutzis shir, the rice of the rabbanan, you're not allowed to even get close to nevela. Right? What are those no standing signs? Don't even think of standing. Exactly. Don't even think of tasting the veila. Absolutely. However, in terms of getting malchus, it would be a shir of kezayis going to rabbanan. Mashenkin, according to Reb Shimon, even a mashu, you can go and get malchus. Yes, sir. Not to my knowledge. And if there's a difference, it would only be a mashu of difference, or maybe only a koshu of difference. Now, I think that those are synonyms. Zok the Mishnah. We're going to continue talking about those things for which a person gets malchus. Oichel bikurim actually koraleim. Now, what means actually koraleim? As you know from Parshas Kisavoy, which talks about a person bringing bikurim to the base of Mikdash, Pasuk says you have to have a ganza kriya. What's the kriya? You have to say Arami Oibed Ovi Ve'yed Mitzrayim Ovi Yagashom Tzimod, a whole bunch of psukim, and now we thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for bringing us to Eretz Yisrael, and we're bringing the first Bikurim to show our gratitude to Hashem. And there are other requirements regarding Bikurim, as you know, and that is that after you bring it into the Azara, it says you have to put it on the ground. In fact, there are two separate psukim. One is V'hini Choy, Lefnei Mizbech Hashem Lekech, and there is a pasuk V'hini Choy. I'm only bringing that up because the Gemara is going to discuss that shortly. Yes, there are other dinim gabit bikurim too. It has to be from the sheva mitzvahs, sheva minim, sheshtabchem in Yisrael, and you have to go and already call it bikurim when it's attached to the tree, and you have to attach a gemi. Yes, there's a whole mesechus bikurim. But for our purposes, all we need to know at this time is that once you bring the bikurim up to Yerushalayim, you bring him to the Azara, then the Baalim have to make the statement, Arami Oyved Ovi, and they have to put it on the ground, meaning on the floor of the Azara. So, Tanufa, I don't recall Tanufa by Bikurim, but if it says so, I believe it, then you're right. Anyway, whatever. Exactly, look at Parshki Savai, and then you have Masechta Bikurim, which is three prokim, so feel free to go through it. So if a person were to eat Bikurim before he said the Arami, who's the only one that eats Bikurim? Only Kahanim. So if a Kohen were to eat from the Bikurim prior to the recitation of the Arami Oyved Ovi, those few psukim in Parshki Savai, guess what happens to him? He gets Pech, he gets Malkus. Kachi Kudishim Chitz L'Kloim. Chutz L'Kloim is a reference, of course, to the Mishkan, and the Smigdash, there was no such thing as Kloim. What we mean is, if you eat Kodesh Kodeshim outside of the Azara, guess what happens? You have a din of Malkus. If you eat Kodeshim Kalim, Umas Hasheni, Chutz L'Kloim, outside of Yerushalayim, you get Malkus. Hashem is Etzim Pesach HaTohar. What happens if you have a kosher carbon Pesach, meaning that you can continue eating it? The reason why the Mishnah refers to Pesach HaTorah is because we're going to, in one more line, talk about a Korban Pesach that became Tomei. So it says in the Torah that if you have a Korban Pesach, which is Torah, which people are going to eat, and then a person says he loves chewing the bones, It says, "B'chol etzem leisish berubai, etzem leisish berubai." You're not allowed to go and break the bones. When they're talking about bones with marrow, without marrow, there's a discussion in Masechtas Pesachim. But that is not important for our purposes. We just have to know that there's halacha etzem leisish berubai. What's the din? Hariz eloike arboin. If you did break the etzem, you broke. Boys, and make no bones about it. This is an isur. And if you go and break the bones on purpose, mitasra, you get malchus. Aval ha-moiser b'tor. What happens if you have a carbon peso which you start, and you didn't eat it bismanoi, you left over some of it beyond this man. Oh, so we discussed that, of course, at great length yesterday, day before. V'lo yisir mimenu ad boiker. V'lo yisir mimenu ad boiker bo'esh tisroifu. Person who is moiser b'tor, he leaves over b'tor. Now, why by Moshe Betor in Loike Arboim? Because it's a lav hanitik laasei, like we discussed at great length. Why don't we say another reason? Because it's a lav shein b'maisa, or because it's asra safik shmo asra lav shmo asra. In yesterday's Gemara, we dealt with that at some length. Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, they don't paskin like that. Rabbi Yehuda, they paskin like another Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara, a Moise Betar, a person who's Moise Betar doesn't get Malkis, and a Shoyim Betame, since the whole Karim Pesach, unfortunately, has become Tame, so now that it's inedible, and a Loike Arboim, there's no din of Malkis Arboim. And now the last part of the Mishnah we already discussed yesterday in some detail, this is the Gabbid Din of Shiluch HaKah. Hanoitel Eim Al Habonim. You're not allowed to. The Torah says that Shalech to Shalech Se'im v'Sabonim Tikachloch. But right before that, the pasuk says Lisikacho Eim Al Habonim, and then after that it says Shalech to Shalech Es Ho'Eim. So now, as we'll see in the Mishnah in another moment, the Chachamim hold that this is also a classic Lav Hanitik La'asei, because it says Lisikacho Eim Al Habonim, and then it says Shalech to Shalech. Oh, so first you have the Lav Loisikach, and presumably, if you took the mother bird in hand, and we mafalpul yesterday with Bill, how is it possible to go and capture all three? So we discussed about taking it with a net and all the rest. Anyway, once you have that mother bird in hand, shalech l'shalach z'aim, send it away. Once you send it away, there won't be a din of malchus. Why won't there be a din of malchus? Because it's a lav hanitik lasei. That's the chachamim on the next slide. Rabbi Yehuda, however, respectfully disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a loikiv eina mishaleach. He does get malchus, and there's no chiv anymore of being mishaleach. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold loikiv eina mishaleach? It says b'feirish first, leisikach ha'eim al habanim, and then it says shaleach tishalach esa'eim. So Rashi explains, like we already explained yesterday, that even though the order of the text has the lav first and the essay second, that was not the kavan of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Rather, the kavanah was, don't even think about taking the mami bird, because prior to that, when you come across the kansipar, be immediately shalech to shalach esa'em. Go and send the mami bird away, so you won't even come to the nisoyin of l'sikach ha'em alabon. So even though the Lashon HaPasuk is lav preceding the asay, but the way you should interpret it, says Rabbi Yehuda, is that the asay comes first and not the lav, so it's not a lav nitik asay, and therefore you like it. Chamayim mishlech, they ain't like it, like we just explained. And then the cham adds, yeah, klal, kol mitzvah lo yisat sheyesh b'kum asay, ein chayov an aleh. Anytime you have a lav and you have that kum asay after that, ein chayov an aleh, if you're mekayim the asay, you won't have any malchus. You recall Rabbi Yochanan, he has to say, Zehaklal is not really across the board, it's this v'oid acher, and initially we thought it's referring to the oinis, the one that was ma'anis, who was megarish his ishtoi, and the Gemara concluded at the end, no, that's not a good example, but rather it's referring to the mitzvah of peah. Anyway, that was yesterday's Gemara, on to today's Gemara, Zokti Gemara. We started off the Mishnah, Legabi Oichel Bikurim, before the reading of the psukim of Arami Oivet Ovi. If you do that, you eat the Bikurim, you get Malkis. Rabbi Kiva Stmisa. This Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Stmisa means that many of the Mishnayis and Brises and Limudim are Stam Mishnah here, Rabbi Kiva. Yes, Stamish is Kirab Meir, but Rebbe is Rebbe, right? Am I correct? That one of the Rebbe, not the sole Rebbe, one of the Rebbe Rebbe was Rebbe Kiva. Is that correct, Barry? Yes, it is. Yeah, please, and you'll give us afterwards a full list of all the others. But in the meantime, what the Gemara is saying is, since Stam Mishnah is like Rebbe, and Rebbe was a Talmud of Rebbe Kiva, so then derivatively, Stam Mishnah is like Rebbe Kiva as well. So this is Divrei Rebbe Kiva Simli. So even though Rebbe Kiva's name is not mentioned in the Mishnah, he was the one that said this halacha about eating before the kriya of Arami Oved Avi. Avachamim Oimrim, Bikurim Hanocha Miakeves Behen. What is ma'akev in eating is the hanocha. What's the hanocha? We said before, there are two psukim in the Torah. One says, V'inichoy lefnei mizbach Hashem lekecha. And there's another pasuk, V'inachtoy lefnei mizbach Hashem lekecha. There are two psukim, almost back to back, in Parshas Kisavoy. Why does the Torah repeat it? So in Seder Kodshim, we often have the concept, Shona b'hakosav le'akev. By the fact that the Torah repeats it, it's telling you this is not just alechad chila, this is not a hidur mitzvah, this is ma'akev. You cannot eat the bikurim until you place it on the floor of the Azara in front of the Mizbech. So it's hanocha ma'akev zben, like kriya ein ma'akev zben. So therefore the halacha bar Mishnah, in fact, is a machloikis between Rebbe Akiva and the Chacham. Yes, you had a question? Right. Chas v'shalom. There's a din of Kriya, but there's no din of Malkus if you were to eat it prior to the Kriya, because there's no Kriya. But it's not just a ger. There are times that you don't make a Kriya. For instance, if it's after Sukkot or something, then it's already too late, you don't make Kriya anymore. Okay, anyway, we're getting back to, we're talking about where there is a Kriya, the Kriya is Ma'ak. There's no Kriya, the Kriya is not Ma'ak. Zokti Mishnah Baita, Zokti Gemara Baita. Why did we say this goes according to Rebbe Kiva? There is no Mishnah, Braisa, Tosefta, Medrash, or anything that tells us that Rebbe Kiva holds like our Mishnah. Rather, as we'll see in another line, there is a Beferisha Braisa, where Reb Shimon is the author of that Braisa, and Reb Shimon Taka says, it's the Kriya that's Ma'akiv and not the Hanocha. It's Freitach the Gemara, so the Mishnah, our Gemara, Rabba Bachana, Reb Yoichanan, should say, Zu Divrei Reb Shimon's Timisa, not Reb Akiva's Timisa. Valeim Zu Divrei Reb Shimon's Timisa. Dr. Mora, you have a good point. Well, Kamash Malan, the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is Rabbi Kiva Kreb Shimon Svira Lai. That Rabbi Kiva holds like his Talmud, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. My Rabbi Shimon, where do we find Rabbi Shimon that addresses this issue exactly on its head? The Sanya says in the Pasuk, Ustrumas Yadecha, Eilu Bikurim, on Rabbi Shimon, Ma Bozil Amdein. What does the Pasuk tell us, Ustrumas Yadecha? And the Yochanan, Chutzlachayim, Mekavuchim, Imasra Kal, etc. And the pasuk comes to tell you about the halacha of kriya. So, before we continue on, we're going to have now a lengthy braisa and discussion with Reb Shimon. And to understand the braisa properly, we should look at the whole pasuk in context. For those of you that have the Torah Ora Shalem, you have on the, at least in my Gemara, it's on the left-hand margin. The pasuk is, Loisucha lechol bisharecha maser degoncha v'sirochcha v'yitzarecha uvachayres bekorcha v'tzaynecha v'chol nidarecha shetidar v'nidvaysecha srumas yedecha. Wow, that's a mouthful. The loisucha lechol bisharecha is telling you that there are certain foods that you cannot eat everywhere. You can only eat them in Yerushalayim. You can't eat a bisharecha in Yosha'arim. If you live in Bnei Brak, if you live in Tel Aviv, if you live in Haifa, wherever you live, you cannot eat in your own she'orim, meaning in your own cities. The following, but where do you have to do? Where can you eat it? Which means in Yerushalayim. So what are those? Maser sheini, as we all know. If you have a bechor, this is really addressed to the Kahanim, because the Kahanim are the only ones that can eat a Bechor Behema Tohoira, in the form of the Bechor Bakar and Bechor Tzayin. Where can they eat it? in Yerushalayim, v'chol nederecha shetidor, any neder that you bring, v'nedvesecha, if you bring a carbon nedava, u'srumas yetecha, what's srumas yetecha? Srumas yetecha, says our Gemara, says Reb Shimon, this is bikurim. Bikurim are like kodshim kalim, it can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Now this pasuk on the surface is telling us one din and one din only, that there are certain foods that can only be eaten in Yerushalayim and nowhere else. However, Reb Shimon is not happy with the pashut pshat, because as we'll see in a moment, he's going to learn with the Kal V'Chomer that Madach Masur Sheni, which is much more kal than all of the others listed in this pasuk. In which respect is it more kal? We'll see in the Gemara in Yetz Hashem. Madach, if Masur Sheni, you cannot eat outside Yerushalayim, you have to eat in Yerushalayim. All those other things, which are basically karbonos, you talk about a bechor, you talk about a neder, mitan nedava, and bikurim, they're much more chomor, and again, we'll see in which respect they are chomor, so don't get too agitated, Rabbi, don't get too impatient, we'll see. Because we're learning them all, it would have been sufficient for the pasuk only tell us about Masur Sheni. The fact that the Torah enumerates all the others, says Reb Shimon, comes to teach us additional halachas. Not only the halacha of eating outside Yerushalayim or inside Yerushalayim, but also eating based on other requirements. So with that basic background, we'll now have a better understanding of this price. Is my Reb Shimon design you trumas yedecha, elu bikurim. Notice that Reb Shimon starts the brisa from the last two words of the pasuk, and that will become very significant in the Gemara shortly. So Amar Reb Shimon, ma bazalam deinu. What is the pasuk come to tell you? Im la'oichan, how do I know, by the way, trumas yedecha, elu bikurim, says Rashi, because the pasuk refers to v'lokacha koyin hatena mi yodecha. When you bring your bikurim, you don't bring them in your hands, you bring it in a tenna. Tenna is a basket of sorts, different types of baskets, whether you're talking about an ami or an asher, but it's some sort of basket, and the koyin takes it miyodecha. Oh, so that's the trumas yodecha, the truma, the present that you're bringing with your hands, that's referring to bikurim. So I'm Reb Shimon. Ma bazalam deinu. What is the pasuk teaching us? Im la'oichon chutz l'choyma, which is the simple pshat, leisucha lechel b'sherecha, you can't eat outside Yerushalayim. I don't need a pasuk to tell you that it's a kal v'choyme ma'asar ha'kal. Uma ma'asar ha'kal, oichlan chutz l'choyme, madach le'ma'asar ha'kal can be eaten outside. Uma ma'asar ha'kal, oichlan chutz l'choyme, loike, if you eat it outside Yerushalayim, you get malkus. Bikurim, which is much more chomor than ma'asar ha'kal, loikoshken d'chambad and avada. If you eat a chutz l'choyim, you're going to get malchus. So, Ibazoi, what is the pasuk coming to tell you? Trumas yetecha. Those words are iberik. Let the pasuk simply say, don't eat maser outside the she'arim. And I would know automatically, based on a kal v'choyim, that the same thing applies to bikurim. The Gemara is going to ask on the Amud Beis, I ein oimshin min adin, ein mashirin min adin. We're going to discuss all of those wonderful subjects on the Amud Beis. But in the meantime, I don't need Trumas Yedecha in this pasuk. So what is the pasuk coming? You ought to tell you Leisuchal. In Eina Inyan to eating outside Yerushalayim, Halot Barkosov, Ella Oichbi Kurnaman, Shalei Kora Leyan, Shu Loike. Ah, that's what the pasuk is telling us. I don't see even a remez in the pasuk to Kriya or Hanocha. But that's how Reb Shimon darshins the pasuk, that since I don't need the Trumas Yedecha because I can learn it with the Kal V'Chomer, so it must be that the pasuk is coming to tell you a different halacha. And what's that different halacha? You have to go and do your kriya first, because if you eat prior to kriya, then you get malchus. So we've already established then that the Tan of our Mishnah is Reb Shimon. It would have been easy for Reb Yochim to say that's Reb Shimon's timisa from this braisa. However, because of the fact that Reb Yochanan had the Kabbalah that Reb Akiva agrees with Reb Shimon, and perhaps he was the one that taught Reb Shimon this halacha, that's why he added another knech that Reb Akiva agrees to Reb Shimon in this halacha, that it's the Kriya that's Ma'akiv and not the Hanocha that's Ma'akiv. Good. Now that we've gone through this first halacha, we're going to continue going through the pasuk, but in reverse order, almost word for word in reverse order, as you will see. And the Gemara on the Amud Beis is going to tell us why. So, v'nidveisecha. Nidveisecha is right before Trumas Yodecha. What's the nidveisecha? Zu toidu shlam. That's referring to toidu shlam, which is your typical nidava. What's the din? So again, on the surface, the pasuk is telling you, don't eat it outside Yerushalayim. Om Reb Shimon, ma bozen lamdeinu. Why do I need the pasuk to tell you about toidu shlamim? Im la'oichin chutz l'choyma, kal v'choymer ma'aser. Again, we have a kal v'choymer ma'aser. What's the kal v'choymer? The Gemara will tell us on the Amud Beis. Holy ba'akosav el li'oichil betoidu u'bishlamim lefnei zrika shu loike. Ah, the le'sucha lechol is not talking about geographic limitations. It's talking about halachic limitations. When can you go and start eating from karbonis, which have been geshachten? Obviously, your normal, regular animal, chulin, that you shecht, as soon as you shecht it, assuming that it's, you did all your batikis, and it's not a treifa, and assuming that you went and did malicha, you can go and eat it immediately. You know, there's no other period of time. No, by toidu bishlam, you're talking about a karbin. Carbon only becomes a qualified carbon after Zrika. So if someone were to eat from the Toidish Lum before the Zrika's Hadam, Malkis, that's what I learned from this Pasuk Leisucha. Now let's go back further into the Pasuk. We're skipping over Cholden Erecha Shatido, we're going to get back to that in a moment. But now we're going to B'chodis B'karcha V'tzenech. U'B'chodis. Ze'a B'char. Of course it's referring to B'char. B'char Behemet Tohoyer. If you're going to tell me that the pasuk is coming to tell you the din of don't eat bechor before the zrika sadam, that's kavachay mitoydu shlamim, which we just learned. What is the chumra of bechor over toydu shlamim? We'll see mechem on the Amud Beis. Halei ba'akosav ela oichel mina bechor. Afili acher zrika shehu loike. Ooh, it's coming to tell you if you eat from bechor, even after zrika, it's a kosher carbon. What's the pasuk? Why do you get loike? Sorry. Oh, and what the pasuk is referring to is Rez Rashi im zor. If you look three lines from the bottom of the omid, afili acher zrika shehu loike im zorhu shen bechor necha elikehanim. The Zuyazaras, this is what the pasuk is coming to tell you. I don't mean outside Yerushalayim. That I know from the din of Meiser. It's not coming to tell you now that eat lefnei zrika. I learned from Toidu Shlamim. So what does the pasuk come to tell you? It's talking about even Achaz Rika. Of course, to a non-Koyin, that if a person who's not a Koyin who eats from Bechor, and he gets Malkus. Come Bechoyimim, me Toidu Shlamim. Okay, so again, azar. Good. Back to the pasuk again. After Bechoriz, we had Bechoriz Bekorcha Vitzinecha. Pasha Pshat, of course, these two go together. Bechor of Bekorcha Vitzayim. But Reb Shimon is darshaning Bekorcha Vitzinecha, Zu Chatzos V'Oshem. This is referring to, not until now, we only enumerated Kodshim Kalim, like the Bechor and the Toid and the Shlomim. Now we're talking about Kodshim Kudishim. What's the din? Reb Shimon. Ma bazel lamdei. Im oichen chutz l'choyim, kal v'choyim im ma'aser. Versteht. Im afnei zrika, kal v'choyim mitoide ushlam. Like we said before. Im li'acha zrika, kal v'choyim b'bchor. In each one of these cases, the Gemara is going to say what the kal v'choyim is. Mietshem on the Amud Beis. But here, I'm sure you're all thinking to yourself, well, it's very easy. This is kodshim kudishim. Ma'aser is not even kodshim at all. And the toid and the shlam b'chor, these are all kodshim kalim. So, Kodshim Kudishim, of course, are much more chomer than Kodshim Kalim in a number of respects. So that being the case, why does the Torah enumerate Bekarcha V'tzaycha? The Bala Kassim, Ela Oichel Michatzat V'oshim Afili Achaz Rika Chutz L'Kloyim Shehu Loike. Ah, this is coming to tell you that Kodshim Kudishim, the din is not a limitation of Yerushalayim. The limitation is the Beis HaMikdash itself, or the Mishkan itself. Beis Mikdash, you have to eat it within the Azara. In the times of the Mishkan, within the Kloim, Kloim means the Chotzer, Arum and Arum, the Mishkan. Anyway, that's what the Leisuchal comes to tell you. And now we skipped over Chol Nederecha Shatidor. What's that nederecha that we're talking about? Zu oyle, it's talking about a carbon oyle. A person brought an oyle betoydus neid. So, what is the pasuk telling you? And again, Amar Reb Shimon, ma bazel amdein. Im lo oichen chutz lechoyma kavachoy mit maaser. Madach, you can't eat maaser sheni outside Yerushalayim. You certainly can't go and eat a carbon oyle outside Yerushalayim, because you can't eat a carbon oyle at all. The Gemara is going to say that in a moment. If lefnei zrika kavuchayim mitoyd yushlamim, you're not going to eat lefnei zrika. It's not a full baked carbon yet. And liachas zrika kavuchayim b'char, that we said that a zor can't eat it even though it's a fully baked carbon. But even though liachas zrika, mekenish. If chutz leklayim, if it's come to tell you that you can't eat it outside the azara, kavuchayim michatas v'yasham, which is kachi kudishim. Haloi ba'akosif, what did the pasuk come to tell you? Ella la oichem and a oil of the achaz rika afilu befnim shehu loike. Since we all know that halacha by an oil, it's kula kolil. It all has to be eaten. It has to be eaten. It has to be consumed on the mizbeach. The Gemara calls it elsewhere achilas mizbeach. So we bnei adam, even kohanim, even a kohen gadol, even a melech, nobody's allowed to eat from an oil. If you eat from an oil, how do you know you get malchus from this pasuk leisuchal lechu b'sherech? What Reb Shimon has done is something so fantastic and so awesome that Rava is beside himself. And Amar Rava, the Alida imek Reb Shimon teled v'loy loy teled. If you have a mommy that's pregnant and she's hoping to have a child, if she has a child like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, it paid to have all of the labor pains. It paid going through the entire pregnancy to have a child like Reb Shimon. Ah, wow, he is great. Like Rashi says in the third line, to lead the imak Reb Shimon tailored, kol she'imo yeledes, tevakish rachmim yirotin shehei k'Reb Shimon. Every mommy that's about to give birth, she should say, yirotzoin, rabbeinu shaloylem, I want you, please, 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 give me a son like Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Not for naught, on Lag BaOmer, the whole world goes to Miron and make fires and all the rest, as you're all familiar. So Rava was saying with such great exuberance and excitement, ah, wow, this Reb Shimon is fantastic. What's so fascinating and fantastic? You learn the simple pasuk in Chomesh Leisuch Alech B'Sherecha. The pasuk is simply telling you, you cannot eat all these items outside Yerushalayim. And you see now how Reb Shimon has darshaned each one separately to go and tell you, this comes to say Lefnei Zrika, and this is coming to Achaz Zrika, and this is talking outside the Kloyim, and this, and so on and so forth, for each one of these items individually. So, Dili the Imaik Reb Shimon Taylor, V'loy loy Taylor. Now, the words V'loy loy Taylor are very strong words, and in fact, some of the Mefarshim say that this is a mistake, that these four words should come out, and the new Gemaras, the Oiz V'Hodli Gemaras, and that goes with Tzionim, they also bring that these words, L'choy, should come out. And the reason why is because the Ritva writes, Avad and Avada, wouldn't we all want to have sons like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? Avad. But what happens if I can't have a son like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? What happens if I have a son like Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yoisi, Reb Nechemia, Reb Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, any of the Tanoim, or for that matter, having any of the Amiraim, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish and Rav and Shmuel, etc. And what happens if we're not zeichet to that, but have a son like the Rambam, or the Ramban, or the Rashba, or the Ritva, or any of these greats? And if I can't have a Rishon, let me have at least a son like the Chassam Sofer, the Rabbi Kiva Eger, or twice even in today's generation, have a son like Ramosha Feinstein Zatzal, etc., etc. So loy teilet, she shouldn't give birth. So therefore, these words v'loy loy teilet are a little bit difficult. But the first part of Rava is very easy. If you want to have a child, a mommy should go and ask her, Baruch, I want a child like the great Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And what is particularly awesome on the part of Rava, Rava says, afal gav de islhu pircha. Even though every one of the kal v'chomers that we brought to from that to derive and to infer all of these new halachas about the Fnei Zrika, the Achaz Zrika, and so on and so forth, all based kal v'chomer, I don't need the pasuk to tell you leisuch alecho b'sherecha. I have a kal v'chomer. Every one of these kal v'chomers yesh lehem pircha, But nevertheless, Rava thought that what Reb Shimon did was something really fantastic. As the Gemara explains, and what is that? My churma de bikur mi maser. So now, remember on the Amud Aleph, I promised you that Reb Shimon, we're going to get to the Amud Beis, we're going to discuss what is maser hakal compared to bikurim and all the others. My churma de bikur mi maser, shekein asurim lezarim. Maser sheni can be consumed by any yid in Klal Yisrael. Yes, of course, there's a geographic limitation. It has to be in Yerushalayim. But what's in Yerushalayim? You have Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Anoshim, Noshim, Vetav. Everybody can eat Maser Sheni. Maser Sheni can be Kurim, can only be eaten by the Kohanim. Oh, that's a tremendous Chumrah. Says, that's what Reb Shimon said. Madach Maser Sheni, which is Necha, to everybody, it has to be eaten within Yerushalayim. Bikurim, which are much, much more limited, can only be eaten by Kohanim, is the Chavad that you can only eat it in Yerushalayim. I know Barry's going to ask, well, why don't you say the same thing with Rabbi Truma? You could ask other Pirchas as well. But the Gemara says, Adraba, Mais is Chomer. Mais is more Chomer than Bikurim. This is the Pircha. Shekein Osali Oinen. How is it Osali Oinen? Because one of the things that we say, Bishas, Bir Masris, is Leachalti vi Oinimi Manu. I didn't eat from the Maser Sheni Be'aninit. But this only applies to Maser Sheni, it doesn't apply to Bikurim. What's an oinen? You all know what an oinen is. Rachman Litzlan, a person who just lost an immediate family member, on the day of the Ptira, pre-Kvura, Minatoyra, that person happens to be an oinen. During that period of time, you're not allowed to eat Maser Sheni. Chuli Levachas. However, if he's a Kohen, and he's in Yerushalayim, he's allowed to eat Bikurim, even though he is an oinen. So I see the Maser is more Chomer than Bikurim. So maybe only by Maser the din is it has to eat in Yerushalayim and not by Bikurim. So therefore we have a Pircha on the Kal B'chayim. Let's continue on. But my Churma de Toidu Shlomim mi Maser. We said Madach, you can't eat Maser outside Yerushalayim. Certainly you can't eat Toidu Shlomim. So that's L'chayr, an easy one. What's the Churma? She came to Unim Matan Dama Beim Willigam Nizbeach. Because these are full-fledged Karbonis. They have to be brought by the Kehanim in the base of Mikdash. Mashenki Maser Sheni is, you know, it's basically Chulin plus. It doesn't rise to the level of bringing into the base of Mikdash. It's Toin Matan Dom of Emel Gabin Zbeach. Mashenki Maser Sheni. So that's L'chor the Chumra. Mefrei Timura Adarabba. Maser is Chumash came to Unin Kesef Tzura. If you want to be Poyde Maser Sheni and you want to bring up the money to Yerushalayim, Betzarta Kesef Biyodcha. Betzarta means it has to have a tzura on the kesef. It cannot just be blank coins, even though blank coins are also worth money. But it has to have a tzura. So you're going to tell me, yeah, but that's not shayach legabe toidun shlomim. It is shayach. Because what happens if the toidun shlomim gets a mum? Can you go and bring a bal mum for a carbon? Of course not. So what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to be poided. Is there a din of a matbeya shiyesh patzura? No. So this is a special chumra that you have by Maser Sheni that you don't have by Toidu Shlomim. So maybe because of this chumra, that's why the Torah says you have to go and eat a dafkin Yerushalayim. But maybe Toidu and Shlomim, I would think you don't. So that's why you have to have a pasuk. So vayta the kal v'chumra that we thought we had, yesh lo pircha. Umay chumra de bechor mi Toidu Shlomim. He said back on the Amud Aleph, the bechor is more chumra than Toidu Shlomim. Remember we said Toidu Shlomim, not only is there an issur of eating outside Yerushalayim, but also you cannot eat it before Zerika Saddam. And then the Gemara says, well, what do I need Bechor? Bechor, we don't need to go and tell you that you can eat it outside Yerushalayim, that you can learn from Maiser. You don't have to have a pasuk to say you can't eat it before Zerika Saddam. I can learn that for Toidu Shlomim. In other words, because it's more Chomer. In which respect is Bechor more Chomer than Toidu Shlomim? After all, Bechor and Toidu Shlomim are all kachim kalam. So oy bazei, they're all in the same madrega. So what's the chumra? But b'chor, you don't have to be makdishit. As soon as it's born, presto, it's already kodosh meiracha. Mashenki, the toidu shlom is a regular animal that you have to be makdish for a carbon. Ooh, so you see, b'chor is takim uchamur. Frankly, more ba'amira, but toidu shlom chamurim she came to unim smicha unisachem utenuvus chavu l'shoik. That Toidin Shlomim, it says Beferish in the Torah, you have to have Smich Babalim, you have to have the Nesachim, which means that you have to go and bring also a carve mincha together with it. You have to do his chaz b'shoik, you have to take chaz b'shoik, and you have to be main of it. But that only applies to Torah Shlomo. It does not apply to a bechar. So I see the Torah Shlomo is more chomer than bechar. So I cannot learn it from bechar. Next, umaychum dechatav v'ashim bechar. What is the chumra that we said in the Amud Aleph? Chatav v'ashim is more chomer than bechar. Shekech shekach shekudishim. V'tumar adarav. Bechar is chomer. Shekech shekudashim erechem. Like we said before, a bechar is automatically, as soon as it's born, it's already kadosh. A chatav v'ashim only becomes kadosh when you're makdish it for a carbon. Oh, since bechar is more chomer, that's why you have to eat in Yerushalayim. Maybe chatav v'ashim you can even eat outside Yerushalayim. So I need a pasuk. We said finally the last one in the list was the oila that we're learning chumra mechatav v'ashem. She came kolim, the fact that it's kuli on the mizbeach. Ooh, kodesh kadoshim, more than just kodesh kudishim mechatav v'ashem. Chatav v'ashem can be eaten by kahanim, and oila cannot be eaten by a boss of the dam. It's kuli kol on the mizbeach. Oh, so that's the chumra. So tomorrow, no, adra chatav v'ashem chamiri. They have a chumra. She came mechapri. They are mechaper, chatas and mechaper on every single iser, which the mezid would be kareis, b'shoyki can bring a carbon chatas. And asham, of course, we have the various asham me'ilois, asham gzeilois, asham shivcha charufa, it's all mechaper. Although the Gemara does say elsewhere that oila is also mechaper, for instance, on mitzvah asay, and alav shenitik lasay, and things of that nature, but you don't bring it for that purpose. In other words, there is no chiyuv to bring an oila to mechaper on a mitzvah say or lav shehanitik say. No chiyuv. If you want to, it's on a voluntary basis. Yes, it affords you a kapara on those items as well. But there's no requirement. The Torah never says that if you're oiver a lav shehanitik say, you're oiver a mitzvah say, you got to go bring a karbin oila. It doesn't say it anywhere. So therefore, it doesn't have its principal purpose is a neder to Rabbi Nishleim, a present, very nice, but it's not mechaper. And therefore, maybe only chatzav v'ashem is a requirement dafkin Yerushalayim. But legabi the din of carbon oila, there's not only no din of Yerushalayim, but none of the other things we said as well. Maybe it's not chomer after all, it's not mechaper. The kulu chamir mi oila, and if you wish, you can go and say that all kabbanis, even a carbon kodshim kalim, in a respect, in one respect, it's more chomer than an oila. This bushtei achilois, because the Torah allows it. I mean, we always think the other way around. Since it's kula kol, it's only for the Rabbi Yishalem, it's more chomer. Now the Gemara is saying you could use a different perspective, go from a different vantage point, and say no. The fact that oila is only closeted, it can only be eaten by the Rabbi Yishalem and not by anybody else. Maybe that's a kula of sorts. The fact that other kabbalas can be eaten by Kayhanim by Balim, depending Kachim Kudishim, Kachim Kalim, that means we're spreading the wealth, so to speak. Maybe that's considered to be a Chumra and not a Kula. And therefore, says the Gemara, all of the Kal V'Chomers that we enumerated based on Reb Shimon and the Amud Aleph, each one of them has a Pircha. Since each one has a Pircha, I really cannot learn all of these Limudim from this Pasuk after all to Mechayev Malkus. And that being the case, Freiti Mara, Elamai Dili the Imek Reb Shimon. Why did Rava say on the second line with such ecstasy, with such exuberance, Ah, Dili the Imek Reb Shimon Teilid V'Loiloi Teilid? And remember, Rava himself added V'Afakav the Islahu Pircha. Rava himself knew and enumerated all of the Pirchas that we just said now in the Gemara. And if that's the case, why is he saying, oh, Halavai, you should have a son like Reb Shimon? Do I want a son like Reb Shimon that every Kal V'Chomer he brings, we're going to frag him up and we're going to ask a Pirchas on it? After the Gemara, I'll tell you why Rava was so excited. The reason is because Reb Shimon, when he started off darshaning this pasuk, he didn't go Mireisha L'Seifa, he went from Seifa L'Reisha. He started off from the end of the pasuk and he worked his way up to the front of the pasuk. So why is this so fantastic? Says Rashi very simply, because it's only because we kept on going step after step, stage after stage, that we're able to keep on adding another chumra and another halacha and another halacha. If we'd have started the other way around, we would have gotten stuck in the middle. And Rashi gives an example of this. So let's take a look at the Rashi. Rashi is about, so it's relatively speaking, a fairly long Rashi. It's about a third or a little bit further down the Amud. So the Magdisfir le Mesaris the Krov and Dorish le. So it's Rashi. Lafidatai. According to Reb Shimon, who held the Shitasai, Shachoimrim, that's the Chumris, Shu Moitze Ba'oisai, Shu Moitze Chamurim, Nirin Loi Choimer, all of those halachas that he came up with, the Chumris that we just enumerated in the Gemara, why is Bechar LeMashal more Chomer than Toidin Shlamim, and why is Toidin Shlamim more Chomer than the Mushal Amas Sheni, etc., etc. Saras Esamikul Ador Shoi, Behepach. He, Reb Shimon, turned, not that he turned the pasuk around, but he darshed in the pasuk behepach backwards. Limtzoi isurim, to be able to enumerate all the isurim that we have just generated. The isurim of lifnei zrika, liachas zrika, if you're a zar, if it's kach yekudishim outside of the kloyim, outside the azara. Shit matza, shim darshe kisidroi, because Reb Shimon realized that if you were darshan it from Reisha l'Seifa, from beginning to the end, as opposed from the end to the beginning, then you wouldn't be able to go and learn all the various Yisurim that we learned on the Amud Aleph. Why? Why does Rashi Chapun b'chayrois? Because that's right after Mas Hasheni. That's all Mas Hasheni. And the next one is Bechoyres Bekarach of Tzeinecha. So in our Gemara, you'll recall in the Amud Aleph, since we learned from the Nidvoisecha means a Toida Mitashlamet, like the Gemara said in the Amud Aleph. But if you're going to go Keseder and you're going to start off with the Bechor, Shem Dorish Chilu Bechoyres, Zeh Bechor, V'chima Bo L'lamdeinu, what does it come to tell you? Im L'yoicha Chutz L'choyim Ekal V'choyim Emasa. Se'im L'oicha L'fnei Zrika, if you're telling me the din of Bechor lifnei zrika, which is what the Gemara said in the Amud Aleph, kal v'chayim mitoyde u'shlamim, that just like toyde shlamim, you can't eat lifnei zrika, right? How do we start the Gemara? You started off that it says in the pasuk maser, can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. So I don't need a pasuk for toyde shlamim, because toyde shlamim is more chomer than maser. In which respect is it more chomer than maser? Because maser is mutter lizarim. And in vis-a-vis toyde shlamim, there are no mizbeach or beis hamikdash requirements. Maaser sheni is like chulin plus. Mashen toide shlamim, you have to go through the whole process of bringing a carbon. Aha. So therefore, says the Gemara, if we're going to start off with bechor, so the way that Reb Shimon did learn it was, we start off with maaser. Maaser, you can't eat outside Yerushalayim. Maaser lechol b'sherech. Fine. Maaser. What do I learn now from nidvoisecha, which was that final one in the pasuk, other than Chumas Yidech, of course, is Bikurim. Putting aside Bikurim, getting now to Nidvisecha. Nidvisecha is the first carbon in the list that we said is referring to Toyd Yishlaim. Toyd Yishlaim is more Chomer than Maisa. So it can't be that the pasuk is coming to tell you you can't eat at Toyd Yishlaim. So what does it come to tell you? You can't eat it Lifnei Zrika. Now that we know that, what about Bechar? If Bechar to go and tell you outside Yishlaim, that I can learn from Maisa. If it's coming to tell you you can't eat Lifnei Zrika, that I know from Toidu Ushlamim. So therefore, what does Bechar come to tell you? It can only be eaten by Kahanim and not by Azar, like we had even L'Achaz Rika, can only be eaten by Kahanim and not by Azar. Fine. That only works very, very well, because we took as a stepping stone, we started with Maiser, we went to Toidu Ushlamim, and then we went to Bechar. Had we started with Maiser and gone to Bechar first, then we wouldn't be able to learn that halacha. Again, look at the Rashi again. Shem Dorish Tchilu B'choy Dizeh B'char. V'chid Ma Bo L'lam Deit. Im Lo'ichu T'l'choy Ma K'avchoy M'mas. Im Lo'ichu L'fnei Zrika K'avchoy M'toy D'shlam. Ein Zeh Nochay. We'd have to stop right in our tracks at this point. Shadayin Le'matzu M'toy D'shlam. We didn't learn the Toy D'shlam yet that you should be able to go and say the next step. A Toy D'shlam is come to tell you even you can't eat L'fnei Zrika. Oh, B'char. Doesn't come to tell you if Nezrika, because I'd already know from Toyd Yishlamim. My good friend, we didn't learn Toyd Yishlamim yet. Toyd Yishlamim is only later in the Pasuk. Therefore, Valkorcha Yitzarech Loimar. That's why, Valkorcha, what would Reb Shimon be required to say Yitzarech Loimar? Halei Barkos, V'la'ichum, and Abachar, Lef Nezrika, Shu, like, If I'm going to learn Bechor in the absence of the Toidu Shlama, and I'm going to have to go straight to Bechor Lefnei Zrika, so how do I know Bechor Li'acha Zrika that it's also Lazar? I wouldn't be able to learn that. So I have to have the Toidu Shlama first. The same thing would apply to all the other drushes that I wouldn't be able to keep on building on the coolest and saying, well, but it's more chomer, and this is even more chomer, and this is even more chomer, and keep on building and building it. But I wouldn't be able to do that if I went in order of the pasuk, if I have to go backwards in darshaning. And that's why Rava was so ecstatic about Reb Shimon and said, oh, Reb Shimon is so brilliant. Not only did he learn all of these drushes, but he knew to start from the back and work your way up to the front. And with that, we've concluded that shtickle vis-a-vis Rava's extolling the praise of Reb Shimon. But now the Gemara asks an elementary question, which we already hinted to on the Amud Aleph. And that is, v'chimas hirim min adin. Let's assume that Reb Shimon was correct on every one of his kal v'chayrs. And what does he use this all these kal v'chayrs to tell you? Nu isurim that include since it's a new lav, we have a din of malchus each time. V'chimasir min adin. Can you go and add new isurim based on kal v'chaymes? Even according to the mandiyama that you can be oynish min adin. Who is that? Rashi reminds us we had Reb Yitzchak a few days ago. That Reb Yitzchak says, even though the Torah only asers achoysay bas aviv or bas imay, a half-sister, how do I know a ganze sister? So the Gemara said, I'm sorry? If it's a both, it's a complete sister, not a half-sister, but a full-fledged sister. How do you know? So the Gemara says, well, there are extra words. Ervas achoyse gila. The pasuk ends off adding again ervas achoyse. I know, we're talking about achoyse. Why do you have to repeat it again? That repetition again is, I'm sorry? Exactly. So the Gemara asks, what do I need that Erev is a choyz? I have a sister, you're over. Certainly if it's a ganze sister. Says the Gemara, that's certainly a ganze sister. That's what we call a kal v'chaymer. And ein, oin shim min adin. Rabbi Yitzchak disagrees. Rabbi Yitzchak says, ein echanami. I do not need that Erev is a choyz to tell you this halacha. How do I know that it's also to go marry a double sister, a full-fledged sister, and ma'adach of zaf a sister, is a kal v'chaymer. How can you make a kal v'chaymer? Ain't oin shim min adin. Reb Yitzchak holds, oin shim min adin. So that's what the Gemara is saying. A filim and the Amma, which is Reb Yitzchak, oin shim min adin, but even he agrees that ain't ma'asirim min adin, so how can you go and be mechayiv malkis to all of those people in our Reb Shimon's drasha, that a person who ate the Torah Shlom before Zrika, or the Zohar that ate the Bechor after Zrika, how do you know that you get Malkis? You're learning it from these Kal V'chaymes. Zokti Moren, nay. Afilu Madiyam, Oynish Menadin, Ein Masir Menadin, Yisura Ba'alma. Yisura Ba'alma means, even though we throughout the Braisa quoted Reb Shimon as saying, Loike, 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 we don't really mean Loike. We just mean that there's a lab where there is an Isur. And that's a zigmar you can learn minadin. That it's osur. Not a lav that's mechay malkus. Does nisht. But to tell you that it's osur. And that's what Reb Shimon was implying throughout the braisa. Freitim of Amar Rava. Zor she'ochem in a oyle lefnei zrika. Chutz lechoyme le Reb Shimon. Loike chamesh. Rava said that according to Reb Shimon, there's malkus, five times malkus. You don't have to go and eat any more enemala or a putisa or any of those things that we enumerated yesterday to get multiple malkis. Just have a zar eating from an oila. An oila, if you're eating it lifnei zrika, and it's chutz l'chayma, and he's a zar. So Rashi makes a chesed, how do you get to five? Look to Rashi, look at Rashi, the fifth wide line. Zor she'ochem an oila. Dafka zar kavu, we're talking about a zar. The avagab the koyim, the gabi oila, is ulta zaru. Achazar dafke koma, with dafke referring to zar. The koyin, if it's tumar koyin, but lichad, then you wouldn't have five, you'd only have four. Chad la. The chomish to koma, what are the five? Number one, chad mishom chutz l'chayim, if you're eating it outside Yerushalayim. It's number one. Das kabachayim in maser, that's what we had before. Vechad mishom lefnei zrika. Das kabachayim in bitoy du shlama. Again, we're talking alibi derbshim, right? Rava says, Alibid Rav Shimon, you would get five times Malkus. What's the five times Malkus? Number one, Chutz L'Chaima, that was the Kal V'Chaima Masa. Number two, Lefnei Zrika, Kal V'Chaima Teirish Lama. Number three, Zor Gomor, a Yisrael, Afili Achaz, you could also be Kal V'Chaima B'Bachar. That was number three, Kashkin Lefnei Zrika. V'Chad Mishim Oichel Chutz L'Chaim. He's eating it outside the Azara, because if it's an oil, it's Kachi Kudish, we have to eat it inside the Azara. I mean, if you were able to eat it. That's number four, that the Kal V'Chaima Chatz V'Yashim. V'Chad Mishim Oichel Oila, V'Afili Koyin, U'Besoich HaKloyin. The Kolshkin, Zor, Chutz L'Chaim, the Chutz L'Chaim, Abba L'Kechamish, so you have five altogether. Should we repeat the whole Rashi slowly? I have plenty of time. I don't mind going for an hour and a half today. There's no problem. We're almost done. We can go through the whole thing. What's your question? Of course he adds something. He adds one more lav. Mm-hmm. Four. If he's a Zohar, he gets five. That's the drasha of Bechor that we had in the Yomid Aleph. The Bechor, which is only mutter to be eaten by Kehanim. What do I need that pasuk to? It's not coming to tell you, can eat. And everybody, you can eat it in South Africa, you can eat it in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Wherever you eat it, it's Aser. But we're adding additional Yisurim for additional reasons. So, if you want to go just quickly through the list again, number one, if he's eating Chutz L'Chaima, he's eating it in Bnei Brak, in the holy city of Bnei Brak. Number one, he's Oiver because it's Chutz L'Chaima. That's one. Number two, if he eats Lefnei Zrika, but wait a minute, you can't eat Achaz Rika either. True. But if we're to eat Lefnei Zrika, number two. If he's a Zohar, number three. He learned that from Bechor. If he eats it Chutz L'Kloim, that means he's eating it outside the Beis Mikdash, that's number four. And if he's eating it, and as an, since it's a carbon oila, even if it were a Kayin, it would be awesome. So you have five all together. So getting back to our Gemara, so now, from the Lashon of Rava, Zohar She'achal, he says, is Loike Chamesh. See, we're not just talking about Isurim, we're talking about Malkus. So tomorrow, Rav was trying to be emphatic. He didn't really mean that. Chamishi surin have. Like the next Rashi says, Mishim chamishi surin ka'amar v'loi lilkei salei. Yeah, he used the term like it, but all the Rav today is a very, very exuberant and ecstatic, talking about Reb Shimon in such wonderful, beautiful terms. And he says, according to Reb Shimon, it's Malkus. Not really Malkus. Only five Yisur. Let's go to our Mishnah. Eilu hein haloikin. And guess what that includes, says Rashi on the bottom. Lemushel, he ate the bikurim lefnei hakriya. Or, oichel kachi kudishim chutz l'klaim, says our Mishnah, you get Malkus. So you see, there is Malkus after all. Don't tell me that Reb Shimon is only learning Isurim. Ella says, Yomara, you're right. You know what we're going to do now? We're going to ignore all the kal v'chaimis, but rather we're going to go to the pasuk itself, al kra. Yeseiru, the whole pasuk of Leisucha Lecho Bisharecha Mas the Gon Kutroish Vitzarecha is all superfluous. Why? Mechtiksiv, in that same parsha, that's a parsha Re'ei, I believe, where we are saying that Leisucha Lecho Bisharecha, prior to that there are two other psukim. If you go back just for a second to Yud Zayin Omid Aleph in the Torah Ora Shalem, Leisucha Lecho Bisharecha is Devarim Yud Beis. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Yud Beis Yud Zayin. Back to our Daf Yud Ches. Notice Aleph and Beis. That's Dvarim Yud Beis Vav and Dvarim Yud Beis Zayin. Two psukim back to back. Let's read those two psukim. Vaveisim Shama. Bring to Yerushalayim. Oylei Seichem Vzevchechem Beis Masri Seichem Beis Trumas Yedchem Vinidreichem Vinivoyseichem Vacharis Bekarchem Etzoinchem. That's the same list that we had a moment ago in the Leisucha Lecho Bisharecha. It's not in the same order, and some of the words are a little bit different, but we're talking about bringing an oila, or zivcheichem, or other karbonois, bes masri seichem, bringing masri sheini, bes trumas yedchem is the bikurim, nidreichem and advoiseichem, atoidem mit ashlomim, etc., mit an oila, v'choiz bekarach mitzoychem. It's the same list as before. And what does it say? Next passage. V'achaltim sham lefnei Hashem l'keichem. Yeah, I got to eat it there. Lefnei Hashem l'keichem. What means lefnei Hashem l'keichem? Inside Yerushalayim. Usmach mucho mishlach yedchem, etc. Once I have these two psukim back to back, what do I need? L'isuch alech l'misharech. I already said, v'aveisim shama. Bring it to Yerushalayim. V'achaltim sham. Eat in Yerushalayim. What do I need the negative l'isuch al? Back to Gemara. Mechtik sif, top line. It says, v'aveisim sham. V'achaltim sham v'nei Hashem l'keichem. B'mokim. So lichtu rachmona loisucha li'oichlam. If you wanted to add a lav to the assay, I could have had a much shorter kriya, both for the bal korei and for the whole tzibur. Instead of saying loisucha lech b'sherecha, masad gontri roish b'sherecha, let's just say loisucha lech b'sherecha or loisucha li'oichlam b'sherecha. What's the oichlam? That list which we just enumerated in great detail a couple of psukim earlier. Don't eat them b'sherecha. Why did the Torah have to explicitly say each word again? Rather to establish a special love for each and every one. And therefore, we no longer need to come on to the various kal v'chomers. It's posh because the whole pasuk, even the Gabi Meiser, the whole pasuk is Ibrik. So come to go and tell you that they're loving for each individual Isser that you have in the Pasuk. If you look at the Rashi, 8 lines from the top, Hochi Gar Sinan, parallel to where we are in the Gemara, Mehed the Purusha Kol Chad V'Chad, Lo Mali Yishma Min Elichud Yilav V'Chol Chad V'Chad, Ki Ilu Chozu V'Kosu B'Chol Echad Lav L'Chut L'Choyme. It's as if we wrote an individual Lav for each one Chutz L'Choyme. That's why the Torah enumerated each one. I don't need it. And therefore, what's the inyan acher? Like we said before, this one is going to be before the Zrikas Adam, and this is going to be the Achas Zrikas Adam. But it's not because of Kal V'Chomer from Maser. It's because the whole Pasuk is Ibrik. So why did the Torah have to rewrite each and every word? We already have them. V'aveisim Shama. It's come to tell you, not based on the Kal V'Chomer, but based on the fact that each word is superfluous. Therefore, it's come to tell you this one of Nezrika, and this one of Achazrika, and this one telling Azar, and this is Kachikudishim, etc., etc. And with this, we will stop Rabbi Yisai to be continued tomorrow. Saris, it means to go backwards. The saris just means to go and do it in reverse. So, my pleasure. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody. It should be continued on Sunday morning.